As we fast approach the end of our current church year of grace and favor, of course, we've been listening to the daily readings, first readings for Mass from the book of Revelation. And of course, the imagery is sometimes rather shocking, sometimes stark, sometimes almost completely incomprehensible. But when we listen carefully, and then listen after that has been read to the various gospels the church is giving us in these final days of our year, what is being said in that book of Revelation, the final book in the Bible itself, makes all the sense in the world, because even though the imagery may not exactly be what we might be familiar with today, the meaning is still very much part and parcel of our own times. The whole book, the point is to be an encouragement and a means of support for the Christians who were very much persecuted and put upon by governments, by the world, by others, all because they followed Christ. And today's gospel, which we heard about a week ago, puts that all into perspective and right understanding for us. It's Jesus who assures us day in and day out, if we persevere in our faith, remain faithful, we will save our souls, secure our lives. We do that by our own fidelity to our prayer, to the good works we're able to perform, by the sacrifices we make, and most especially by keeping the eyes of our faith, our mind and heart, centered on, focused on Him. He has suffered all for us. We have nothing to fear. All he asks is that we faithfully follow him.